But you don't know where we are going, Fia said, sounding altogether more annoyed than she'd sounded with Agrabella. Agrabella noticed.
Does it really matter? I'm a goat on the move, and I might as well go with someone more likely to protect me than eat me. Besides, I'd make a great spy for whatever sort of adventure you're on.
How can a goat be a spy? Agrabella asked.
The goat looked her up and down as if assessing the nutritional value of her clothing.
People always suspect goats might have eaten anything they can't find at the moment, but they never expect goats to be listening in on their conversations. Oh, they reveal their most horrid secrets, and now I can tell them to you.
I like him, Agrabella said.
You've been locked in the castle for 5 years. You'd probably like anybody, Fia said, but not unkindly.
It was probably true, but Agrabella wasn't about to argue with someone brave enough to walk around in a chainmail bikini. He located the ladder and climbed up to the deck, eager to smell the interior of his boat, to get a good look at her for the first time in months. Unzipping the small door in the wrap, he descended the narrow staircase into the cabin. It was dark, lit only by the faint glow of early daylight coming through the shrink wrap above and behind him. Its darkness was comforting, like that of a womb. Only, what was that smell? Something dank and oily, like the smell of a dead fish in the sand. Had something spoiled? He was sure he emptied the meat cooler before leaving the boat. It was one of the first things he did as he prepared the boat for winter. Maybe I didn't clean it properly, he thought, trying to come up with some explanation for the unusual smell. Could have left a bit of spilled blood somewhere. Yes, there was that smell too, the mineral scent of blood. He must simply have failed to clean up properly after one of his meals. It was unusual, since he was generally so careful to keep his boat tidy, but everyone made mistakes now and then, didn't they? He would simply have to clean up the blood and... Suddenly he froze. There was a huge shape hanging in front of him. A large shape that ought not to have been there. Had something been left there by the harbor crew who had wrapped up the boat? If so, what could they have possibly left that was so large?
Turns out a frustrated spaceship captain is also a walking migraine festival. I was today years old when I learned this. Almost 40 years of combined military spacecraft experience currently occupied the bridge of the Odessa. But we couldn't land, like at all, no matter what we did. Something that should be so simple wasn't working due to all sorts of mechanical difficulties with the ship and the shuttle. Flashing lights on my poor pilot's console strobed across her sweaty forehead as she held us at 25,000 feet above Cleo 3's surface. This was the lowest we could dip toward the planet without a resulting clusterfuck. Philip, my communications officer, shot her apologetic looks while his hands hovered over his keyboard. We waited. Lieutenant Avery appeared on the view screen. A burst of static and distant shouts sounded in the background.
Tell me you have good news, Captain,
Avery said, her voice tense. I smoothed back the hair that had fallen from my ponytail around my ear, in the hopes I'd be able to hear her better. Good thing I could read her tone loud and clear. I do not, in fact, have good news, I told Lieutenant Avery. Within seconds, the lieutenant loosed a dozen impressive curses, some of which I was pretty sure involved my mother, though I didn't hear all of them clearly. Dark, my pink-haired pilot, leaned closer to Philip and mouthed,
She seems nice.
Look, I said to Avery, my voice leveled with a spoonful of sugar that I wanted to choke her with. I know you need that package, but...
You don't know shit. Fix your ship or fix your shuttle, but get me that goddamn package.
The view screen beeped out. Well, that had gone well. Now might be as good a time as any to start day drinking. A shot of anything strong might just help my migraine. And maybe even the whole not able to hear situation.